Almost 100,000 more people could live within 800 meters of 200th Street in Willoughby once the area is fully developed, according to a preliminary township report. At the July 15 meeting, the last of the summer, Langley Township Council unanimously voted to defer considering the report on 200th Street 2040, a study on transit-oriented development along the corridor through the Willoughby neighborhood. The document, which outlines a potential vision for the area, suggests three transit villages at 72, 80, and 86 avenues, each based around a future bus rapid transit, BRT, station. They were dubbed the Gateway, the Hub, and the Commons, from north to south. The Gateway, close to the highway interchange and with existing office buildings, would be more business and job-oriented. In the center, the Hub at 80th Avenue, where the Langley Events Center sits, would have a focus on community and civic events. At the south, the Commons would be more residential in nature, with professional services and seniors' residences. All three areas would have some residential component. Based on the development strategy in the report, when the area is fully built up, it could accommodate 47,050 new housing units, 98,500 new population, 58,200 new office, industrial jobs, 941,000 square feet of new retail floor area. Density would be concentrated around the transit hubs, with high-rises of 20 stories or more close to each of the three villages, surrounded by smaller residences closer to 12 stories, then low-rise structures of 4 to 6 stories on the outer edges. The proposed development strategy wouldn't override the existing new neighborhoods and commercial areas that have already been built along parts of the corridor. Those amount to about 23% of the land area, and were not considered as part of the planning process, so they will remain as is. Mayor Eric Woodward noted that he had some questions and concerns, but said the report was a good update overall. "I certainly had some concerns with some of the densities proposed in some areas of the plan. I maybe wanted a chance to digest that a little better," Woodward said. Countdown. Michael Pratt said he was excited to see the possibilities for the corridor, with urban villages in a community that is still 75% agricultural land. Council will take another look at the plan at the first meeting in September.